Okay, we're up to Kola Kalim. Kufchav Beis Omed Beis. Kola Kalim Nitolim B'Shabbos, Nidal Soseya Nimohen, Afal Pish Nishen Nisparkel. She'enam Domim Nidal Sos Habayis, Lefi She'enam Min Hamuchen. Tosfos first of all says the proper girsa is Kol HaKalim HaNitolim B'Shabbos. Any kli that's not mukts on Shabbos, so you're allowed to also remove the doors of them, even though they came off, because not all kalim are mutter to move on Shabbos, according to anyone. So it can't be that kol hakalim nitolim b'Shabbos, all kalim are mutter to move on Shabbos. It's not really true. So any of all kalim that are normally mutter to move on Shabbos, their doors are also mutter to move, even though they came off. We'll see when they came off, on Shabbos or before Shabbos. Because they're not dome to doors of a house that are connected to the ground, because those are not min hamuchen. See, Rashi explains what it means. Rashi, kol ha-kelim nitolim b'Shabbos, dal soseini bohem, kol ha-kelim sheyesh lohem dlosos, all kelim that have doors, kegon shida, tevo, migdol, like chests, or different kinds of movable closets, or whatever, that have doors. So, cupboards. Nitalim b'Shabbos, v'dalso sheyesh lohem b'tzidon imohen, nitalim imohen. So that you're allowed to move them, you're allowed to move the doors also. Afal pishin esparku hadlosos min hakelim, even though the doors came off the kli, nitalim, they're also still allowed to be moved. V'ein domim l'dlosos habayis, they're not similar to doors that are connected to the house, which are connected to the ground. She'ein nitalim, those are mukta. V'tish hadlosos habayis einam min hamuchan l'taltel, she'einam kli. Since they're connected to the house, they don't have a shame kli on them. They have a shame of mechuber on them. And therefore, they're muktzah. Aval elu hein kli agav avihen. But here, these have a din of a kli because they were connected to a kli. And therefore, even though they're no longer connected to the kli, the name kli still applies to them. Okay. The Gemara will go into more detail over here. Notel adam kornos lefatzeya bo esoegozim. You're allowed to take a hammer that normally is used for things that are asur on Shabbos. It's klishem lachto le'isur. It's used for hammering nails. And if you need it, you're allowed to use it for egozim to crack nuts. Kardom lachtoch bo sadvela. You're allowed to take an axe, which is normally used for cutting wood, and to cut a, what's it called, a big ring of hardened figs with it. Magira lagur guasagvina. Allowed to take a saw and use it to cut hard cheese. Magrefa ligrofo esagrogros. Esagrogros. Magrefa is also some kind of hoe. So what's it called? To hoe grogros that are separated food. To what's it called? To hoe them in, eat them in. It's like use it for a fork. Esarachas v'esamazleg l'seisalav l'cotton. These are like pitchforks. You can use it to, what's it called, to serve a cotton. Esakush v'esakarkor litchovo machat shal litchovo. You can use a kush and a karkor or parts of weaving things that are pointed. You can use as an hors d'oeuvres, what's it called, thing to put into strawberries or whatever. Machat shal yad litchovo sakots. A regular needle that's used for sewing, you're allowed to use to take out a splinter. The shel sakayim, and a big needle that's used for making sacks, liftoch bo sadelis. If your door gets stuck, so you can use it as a thing to unjam the lock. So the basic idea is that something that's normally used for something that's aser on Shabbos, a klishim lachto le'iser, but if you're using it for something that's mutter, then that's mutter. That's klishim lachto le'iser, and that's the tzorech gufo. You need the thing for some permissible purpose. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Rashi, kornos martel is a hammer. Dveila me'achar shasa eagle ova him oat. After you make the figs into a circle and you press them, they become very thick. The kasha kagvina the tzorech kordom lechatcho. You need an axe to cut them. Umagira kein sakin v'yesh pokimus harbi a saw. Logur boasagvina, lechatcho lechalko, so you can use a saw to cut up cheese, to cut it into pieces, lefish maheris lachto dover av, A saw is something that's good for cutting things quickly if they're even if they're thick. Magrefa, vadil, I think it's a hoe. Ligrof bos groros minachavios, to take it out of the what's it called, the barrels. Rachas is a pala. Malgez kamin atar shikorin porka, that's a pitchfork. Shel barzel velo gimel shinaim, it has three prongs. The normal purpose is to take the straw and turn it over. But now we want to use it for something that's mutter. Losei so love the cotton mazonos. You want to use it to serve your kid. Kush plach is some part of the pelech. It's part of the weaving loom. Karker is also part of that. Litchobo lechobo tusin v'chol prirach. So it's pointed. You can use it for like a little fork to eat things that are soft. Machat shel yad, machat cotton, shetofer bo begodim. What's it called? A needle that you use for regular sewing, right? So that you can use for taking out a splinter. The shel sakoy, machat gedola, shetofer bo sakim, a bigger needle that you use for sacks. Misha a person lost his key, so you can get into the door by using a needle instead of the key. Okay, let's go on. Kola kelim the afal pishin is sparku b'shabbes velomi boye b'chol. So pretty much like this. All kelim, the doors fell off. What's it called? Even if they fell off on Shabbos, you're allowed to still carry you're still allowed to move the doors. And surely, if they fell off before Shabbos, they fell off b'chol. So the Gemara says, Adarab, just the opposite. Right? B'Shabbos muchanim al gabi aviyim. When Shabbos came in, they had a shame kli if they were still connected on Shabbos, and they came off on Shabbos. So that's more reason to be mutter, because when Shabbos came in, they weren't muktzah. They were part of the kli. Now they broke on Shabbos. So lemaisa, when Shabbos came in, they were part of the kli. They don't lose that shame kli. Right, because they were broken on Shabbos, they were mutter for part of Shabbos, the mutter the whole Shabbos. Masha'en came b'chol, right? But if they broke before Shabbos, then they lost their shame kli before Shabbos. So when Shabbos came in, they should be muktzah, right? So what's the Gemara saying that even if they broke on Shabbos, they're not muktzah? Koshkin, if they broke on chol, the svar is just the opposite. There's more reason that they shouldn't be muktzah if they broke on Shabbos than if they broke on chol. Rashi. Lomi boye bechol kosol kadaitich the afal pishin is sparku abeshabbos diktoni rei shakoi. Right, even though they broke, we think now the Mishnah is talking they broke on Shabbos. Umashma afal pishin is sparku hayom, even though they broke on Shabbos, mutarim they're still mutter. Lomi boye is sparku beemish, and surely if they broke yesterday on Friday, they're surely mutter on Shabbos. Gemara says adarav, my afal pish shayich lemashmei. Havadin is sparku b'Shabbos, ikal mishrei mishum dechi kodesh yoma havi muchanin letal to lagav aviyan. But what's the afalpi? Even though they broke on Shabbos, no, there's more reason to say it's mutter if they broke on Shabbos than if they broke during the week. Okay. Tosfos brings down that later on, the Gemara is going to tell us by the opposite, by kalim that broke into pieces. Okay. If you have a kli cheres that broke into pieces. So if it broke Erev Shabbos, and it's what's it called, fit still to be used for something. Okay, it's machlokas later on, whether it has to be fit to be used for something similar to its original use or any use, right? You can cover something with it, cover a jar with it or whatever, the shards. So there the Gemara says just the opposite. If it broke Erev Shabbos, there's more svara to say that it's mutter than if it broke on Shabbos itself, right? So... basically what Tosfos says, there's two different kinds of breaking, right? A thing that broke into pieces, so the thing is that the pieces aren't considered a kli anymore unless they're fit for something else, but they lost their shame kli from what they originally were. Now if they're fit for something else, they still have a shame kli on them. Then if it broke Erev Shabbos and it was fit from before Shabbos to use for something else, that's more svara to say it's mutter. Masha'en kein, if it broke on Shabbos, when Shabbos came in, it was this kli. Now it's like a new kli. So that's like nola. That's less of a svara to be mutter. But over here, the door is always a kli. The door is a kli by itself that's connected to another kli. So when it broke, it's still the same kli. There it's more svara to say that if it broke on Shabbos, when it was connected to the kli and got that same kli, it's more svara to say it's mutter than if it broke Erev Shabbos and it's no longer part of the original kli to begin with. So here the svara is just the opposite over there. We're talking about two different kinds of things. Okay. So Mara says, Omer Abaye, Hochi Komer. So you have to learn like this. Kol ha-kelim nitolim b'Shabbos, v'dal sosein imohen, af al-pish nisparku b'chol, right, nitolim b'Shabbos. You have to learn the Mishnah that it's not, the af al-pish nisparku is not going on Shabbos. It's going on, they broke taka b'chol. That, what's it called? Even if they broke before Shabbos, where you might think that, what's it called, they weren't part of the kli when Shabbos came in. They were already not part of the kli when Shabbos came in. I might think that they're not mutter to move. Kamash Malan, since they themselves have a din of a kli, right? Even if it broke Erev Shabbos, they're still not muktzah on Shabbos. Okay. Rashi. No Rashi. Ahachi Kamar. Afalpi lo aravusa din isparku b'Shabbos koi. The Afalpi is not going on the fact that they broke on Shabbos. El aravusa din isparku o b'chol o b'Shabbos koi. V'lomi boi k'shem b'chuborim. Right, even if they broke, whether b'chol or b'Shabbos, right, still you can move them, even if they're still not connected now on Shabbos. That's what it means. Okay, it's not going on even though they broke on Shabbos, but even though they broke, whether they broke erev Shabbos or on Shabbos. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Dela shel Shida v'shel Teva v'shel Migdal Notlin Avelo Machzirin. Okay, a door of a movable thing, right, a kli. You're allowed to, what's it called, take off, but you're not allowed to put it back on Shabbos. You can take it off the hinges, but you can't put it back on the hinges on Shabbos. The shalul shel tarnegolim, lo notlim velo machzirin. A door of a lul, which is basically connected to the ground. So a lul, you can't take the door off or put it back. Right, by a lul makes sense. You can't take the door off. You can't put it back. Why? Since the lul is connected to the ground, so yesh binyan bekarka. Things that are connected to the ground are shayach binyan and stira. Nanela, what's it called? You can't take it off because you are soser binyan, right? You're demolishing, and you can't put it on because you're building. But the movable, the doors of these kalim, what does he hold? That it's possible to affect building by a kli, and we don't learn from the Mishkan that the building over there was connected to the ground, right? And even binyan bekalim is shayach, so yesh stira bekalim. Then wherever there's binyan, there's stira. So why can you take the door off? You're demolishing. Right? It should be just as usher to take it off as to put it on. The e ain stira b'kalim, and if the halacha, the reason you're allowed to take off the door is because he holds ain stira b'kalim. There's no din of binyan or stira by kalim. There's no demolishing by kalim. Then ain binyan b'kalim. Then there's no building either by kalim. So monav shach. Either it should be mutter to take off the door and put it back, or it should be usher to take it off as well as put it back. Right, holds that there is such a thing as binyan bekalim and stira bekalim. It's not talking you can take it off, right? The it's talking that the doors came off, they're still not mukt, so you're allowed to move them around. Not that you're allowed to take it off, and you can't put it back. You can move it, but you can't put it back. And even though, and the chiddush is, even though you can't put it back, you still can move it around. We're not afraid you're going to come to put it back. Omar le Rava, shtei tshuvas b'dover. Rava says you can't say that's what it means. Chada nitzolin katani. First of all, it doesn't say that if they were taken off. It says you're allowed to take them off. Right? It's a far cry, right, to explain it that they came off and you're allowed to move them, right? When it says b'feirish that they were taken off, you're allowed to take them off. Nitolin. Nitolin means you can take them off. V'od my aval lo machzirin. What's the aval lo machzirin? Right? You're allowed to, what's it called, move them, but you can't put them back. What does one thing have to do with the other one? If it means that you can take it off, but you can't put it back, it makes sense. You can do this, you can't do that. But there's no shaychus. Okay. Elo Amarava. Kisavar ain binyan bekelim, the ain stira bekelim. Ugzeir Hashem yitka. Really, there's no such thing as binyan bekelim. And really, you should be allowed to take it off and put it back on. But we're afraid that you may come to, what's it called, put it on in a way that you'll hammer it in or whatever with the permanently, and that already is called Makah B'Patish, Rashi says. There's no binyan and stira bekelim, but there's Makah B'Patish bekelim. And therefore, doing it in a very tight way, it's not considered building, but it's considered finishing off a kli. And finishing off a kli is a malach on Shabbos. Okay, even though it's not binyan. Rashi. Notlin, mashma, misalkin osam b'Shabbos, meheter tzir shalohen. Okay? That it's mashma that you're allowed to take them off the hinges on Shabbos. You can take the door off the hinges. Lul binyan ha'asir l'tarnegolim. A lul is a chicken coop that's connected to the ground. Lo notlin v'lo machzirin, kin mefarish v'azol, chazaraso binyan mamish. Putting it back is mamish binyan, because it's connected to the ground. The siluko stira gemurahi. And taking it off the hinges, since it's connected to the ground, is mamish demolish. Mike sover, shemater siluko v'osir chazaraso, but by the kelim, what does this Tana hold? Right, legabe binyan or stira bekelim. He holds you're allowed to take off the door from the kli, but you're not allowed to put it back. Ikasover yesh binyan bekelim v'chazaraso binyan. Therefore, putting it back is building. Al karchachim yesh binyan yesh stira v'amaynotli. Wherever there's binyan, there's stira. So why are you allowed to take off the door off the hinges? Nitlus or Abaya says no. It's not talking that you're allowed to take it off. And Yochanan, he holds you're not allowed to put it back. You're not allowed to take it off either. And when the Mishnah said, what's it called? Nitalim, it doesn't mean that you're allowed to take it off. It means it was taken off. V'shenitlu kamer, v'achi kamer. Dela shel teva shedo migdol, shenitlu ein machzirin. Right? If they were taken off, you don't put them back on. Shemar says, my aval. Kivin de lo tonen notlin lo shayich l'mishnei aval. Since it doesn't say that you can take it off, but you can't put it back. That makes sense. We're comparing two separate things. But if the things were fell off, but you can't put it back. Just tell me the halacha, you can't put it back. There's no but over here, right? It fell off, but you can't put it back. What's it mean? Okay. Okay, I think others say, did Tosa say it? Tosa says that maybe you'll think it means, what's it called, tiltl. Nitalin doesn't mean that it came off. It means, nitalin means, shenitlu, you're allowed to move them around. But you can't put them back. That could be what Abaya meant altogether, but Rava said it does not mashma like that. The word nitalin doesn't mean to be metaltal them. It means to take them off or put them back on. So it either means they fell off, or they mean you took them off, but it doesn't mean you can move it around. Okay. La'olam kesover ein stira ve'ein binyan. Hilkech notlin. Therefore, this Tana holds that there's no such thing as binyan by Kalim. And therefore, you're allowed to take the door off the hinges. Because since there's no binyan, there's no stira. Umiyu ein machzir midrabanan. However, midrabanan, you're not allowed to put it back on. Why? Gzeira shemiyitka. Because we're afraid you may put it on b'chazka, b'sakin, v'yasedos, that you'll nail it in. B'havi legmar malacha. It's not binyan. Now it's going to be a new malacha. You mamish finished off a kli. Right? You've rebuilt the keli. B'chai mishu makam b'patish. Putting something in very tightly, right, and putting a kli together very tightly, that's not called binyan b'kelim, that's more making a kli. And making a kli is what's it called, is makah b'patish. Okay, let's see what's here. First of all, they point out, Tosa says that a delis of a kli, the door of a kli, has mamash adin of a kli on it, and therefore you're not just allowed to move it, letzorach gufa makoma. You're allowed to move it even michama letzel, even from the sun to the shade. If you have some purpose to move it, even for its own sake, you're allowed to move it. We're going to use that a lot. There's three different kinds of moving things. One is you're moving it for no tzorach at all. It's down to move it around. That's one kind of moving. We'll see that's usher in most kelim, just down to move things around. Then you're moving it michama letzel. You have a purpose to move it, right? Using it for a purpose, but it's not necessarily for any purpose of usage of the thing itself, just to protect the thing or whatever. That's less mutter than the next one where you're moving it letzorach gufo makomo. You're using it for, you need this thing to be used, or you need the place where it was on, so you have to move it away from the place where it was on. So this, you're allowed to move even Michamal Itzel. Don't have to be using it dafka to use for something. Even if you just want to move it around for any tzorech is also okay. Putting back a delis of a lul. So here Rashi says that if what's it called by the kli, okay, but not the connected to the ground, it's only also the rabbanon to put back. Because we're afraid, if you put it back normal, just on the hinges, you're not going to be over any Yisra D'Raisa. Because ain't binyan b'kelim. But if you put it in with nails or whatever, you put it in tightly, you're going to be over Makav HaPatish. Okay. But a lul is also, in any case, right, even to put back as an Yisra D'Raisa, because what's it called, that's connected to the ground. That's not a kli. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins also, that a lul is also min HaTorah, putting it back or taking it off, and a kli is only also mid rabbanon to put back zera shem yiska. Okay, the Rif, what's it called, seems to say that by a lul also it's only aser shem yiska. A lul also is not aser to put back min haTorah. That we say now that it's aser to put back. The lul is the same thing as the kli, and it's only aser because maybe you'll come to put it back with nails. But if you put it back without nails, only aser the rabbanon. Just like the kelim, they're exactly the same. It was only in the Havamina that Gemara made a chiluk between a lul and a kli. But in the Maskana that we have Rava, that the Isra putting it back is because Shema Yiska, so by a lul, it's what's it called, it's only in Isra Rabban. If that's the case, then why can't you take it off? Why shouldn't it be the same thing as a kli? Right? And basically the idea is a lul is also not Mechubar Lekarka. It has a shame kli on it. What a lul is, it's something that's movable, and then you connect it to the ground. So connecting it to the ground doesn't take away the same chain kli. It's not something that's built into the ground. It's just on the ground, and it's connected a little bit to the ground so it doesn't move around. But it still has a shame. It's like a cage that you put on the ground and connect a little bit. But since it was a kli before you connected to the ground, so it doesn't lose its shame kli. And there are things that the tolush v'achakach mechuber, where it was separate as a kli, and then you connect it, so it doesn't lose its shame kli. A mikveh is like that. If it was a shame kli, and you then connect it to the ground, it's not considered connected to the ground. So in many things, some things yes, some things not. So over here, the Rif would hold that a lul doesn't have a din of mechuber lekarka. So then why aren't you allowed to take off the door? It's only putting it back that we're afraid. It's the same thing as a kli. So no. A lul, you don't usually leave without a door. So if you take it off, we're afraid you're going to put it back, and then you come to be total chaos. So they made one big zera. But a shade, the teva of the migdal, you could leave what's it called without a door. So we're not afraid if you take it off that you're going to put it back and be total chaos. Already too unusual. So we're only afraid that to put it back, that you'll end up putting it back and with nails. But if you take it off, there's no big shash that you're going to end up putting it back altogether. So they didn't make a zera about taking it off. This, what's it called, the, let's go on a little bit. Omer of Yehuda, Karna shel egozim, lefatzeya bo eso egozim, ava shel napachim lo, kesover dover shem lachtu le'isser, I feel it's our gufo aser. Okay, see Rashi. Korna shel egozim. Hamiyuchad lepsias egozim. Hu diktani masnisin the note min osol malachto. Mishum di ikra lemaleches heter. So now the Gemara says that the Mishnah is not the way we'll see that it is lahalacha, but karnas doesn't mean a hammer that you normally use for building. It's a hammer that is used normally for breaking nuts. So a hammer that's miyuchad for breaking nuts, you're allowed to break nuts with it on Shabbos. Okay? And the ikker usage of it is for heter. So it's a kli shemalachto leheter. It could be that sometimes you use it for nailing things too. But the ikker, this is really a nutcracker. So a nutcracker, even though you could use it, and sometimes you use it for other things, it's called the klisha malachto leheter, because the ikker usage is mutter, and that's what you're allowed to break to crack nuts with. But shel nafachim, a blacksmith's hammer, which be'ikr is used for things that are asr, that you're not allowed to, what's it called, to crack nuts with. It's mukta even sort of gufo, right? That's what the what's it called, the we Gemara holds now, okay? That's only a karnas shall egozim, but not a karnas shall nafachim. And and therefore the Tana would hold that dover klisha malachto le'isr, afilut sort of gufo asr. You can't use a kli, it's malachto le'isr, even if you're using it for something that's heter. That's asr. Omer le'rabba, elameata seifa diktoni vias harachas vias hamalges losi salav lekotin rachas umalges mimiachti lelekotin. You'll have to say that the Mishnah is consistent, and in the end, when it speaks about a rachas and a malges, right, which are forklift or whatever, these kinds of what's it called things that are normally things that are used for isurim, you're going to have to say that it's talking about a malgaze and a rachas that is normally used for a cotton. Just like the hammer and the resha is normally used to crack nuts, these things are normally used for a cotton. Where do you ever have these kinds of things that people use normally for a cotton? These are things that are obviously normally used for something that's awesome. So if in the Seifa we're talking about kalim that are normally used for iser, and it's mashma, you're still allowed to use them for something that's heter, then the ratio is the same thing, right? It's and what's it called? Therefore, you can't learn that it's talking about a hammer that's used for nuts. Mistam, it's a hammer that's used for other things, and you're using it for nuts. What? What's the issue that you use it for? Rashi said before, malges kamin atar is a pitchfork. For, what's it called? It's what's it called? Ma'amir. Use it to make bundles, whatever. Okay. Tamar says, Ela, Omar Rabba. No, so you have to learn the mission differently. Kornish shall not pachim lefaseo, so where it goes. The mission is just the opposite. It's talking about a hammer that's miyuchad for what's it called, for a blacksmith. Miyuchad for iser. But since you're using it now for something that's mutter, kesavar. And the Tana therefore holds, Dovashim alachto le iser, it's our gufa mutter, that something that's normally used for iser, but Shabbos you want to use it for something of heter, then that's okay. And we'll see later that what's it called, the shayla in the achronim, whether that's only if you have nothing else to use, right? You have a nutcracker. But, you know, you'd rather use the sledgehammer to open your nuts, right? You don't want to bother with the thing. So, some hold that's also mutter. As long as there's any tzorach, you don't want to, they bring a raya from here also. You have these strawberries, it says, right? And you want to use these pitchforks to eat the strawberries or whatever. So the chor, you can eat the strawberries with your hand. You don't have to put anything in it. Right, so just as any tzorach, I don't want to get my hands dirty, right? I don't want to touch them. I want to eat in a nice way. I want to be more, refined, right? That's enough of a tzorach. That's a bring a raya from there. That it doesn't have to be that you have nothing else to use and you only can use this and you have nothing else, right? Even if there's a small tzorach, I don't want to get my hands dirty and I want to use this thing, but I could eat them easily with my hands too. That's enough of a reason to be able to use it. Well, as we get through the whole sugyas here, we're going to be talking about klisha machtel isur, tzar gufa makomo. We'll see more what the halach is. Right now, we'll just get the major idea. Rashi. Kornish shel agozim hamiyuchad lepsiyas agozim hu diktoni masnisin denot lenosol malachto mishum diikrol lemleches heter aval shel napachim diikrol lemleches isur lo. So first, the Gemara wants to say that the only heter to use a hammer on Shabbos is if it's a hammer that's miyuchad for nuts, but not a hammer that's miyuchad for iser. Letzorech gufo, shegufo tzorech, old lemalach acheres, shel heter. You need the body of this thing to do something mutter. Ein metalkel no solo osa malacha. Still, you're not allowed to move it around. Even though you need it for something mutter, since normally it's used for iser, you're not allowed to be metalkel it. The koshkenim in tzorech legufo, el lefanas makomo de metalkel. So here Rashi tells us that tzorech makomo is even worse than tzorech gufo. If there's a reason to be mater, tzorech gufo is more reason to be mutter than tzorech makomo. Because here you need the thing itself for something mutter, so it changes into something mutter. But where you don't need the thing at all, you just want to take it away because you need the place where it is, right? You have something mukts on your bed, you want to lie down on the bed. You don't need this thing at all, so the thing doesn't turn into something mutter. So then it's more svara to say it's still aser. So we're going to see. Some hold that Tzarech Gufo in the Gemara. Tzarech Gufo is mutter, but Tzarech Mekomo is not mutter. Some hold both is mutter. Some hold neither is mutter. But Rashi tells us here that Tzarech Gufo is more of a reason to be matter than Tzarech Mekomo. Okay. Mi miyachde lekotten. Right, the whole Mishnah you could learn, like you're saying, that it's talking about these things that are miyuchad for something mutter. You could have things, what's it called, hammers and saws that are miyuchad. You have kitchen saws, right, that are used, cheese cutters or whatever. So conceivably, the Mishnah could be talking about saws and hammers that are miyuchad for heter. But pitchforks, there are no pitchforks that are miyuchad leheter, right? That doesn't happen, right? Nobody has a pitchfork in their kitchen, you know, to what's it called, to use as a fork, right? It just doesn't, not there. What? No, you're going to use it unusually because you lost your fork, so you can use it now as a fork, right? To give a kid, yeah? Well, you want your kid to, you know, be afraid of you, whatever, so you feed him with a pitchfork. You don't forget your feeding spoon, so you give your infant with a pitchfork instead. Right? But it's not miyuchad. Nobody has pitchforks that are miyuchad to feed ketanim.
So maybe
the Sutton's family. Right. Right. Except for these. These you can't kvetch and say that they're miyuchad for the thing that's mutter. So it's obvious that we're talking about something that's miyuchad for he'iser, and you're using it for heter. Memela, the whole Mishnah is like that, and we have to say that this Tana holds that klisha malachto le'iser, if you, what's it called, if you were using it, letzorech gufo, is mutter.